You already have a great memory. You want to prove that to yourself? Okay, try forgetting something, anything you already know. You see, it's impossible, of course, because the more you forget something or try to forget something, the more you think about it, and therefore the better you'll remember it.
Harry Lorraine is the world's foremost memory expert. He has taught courses and written extensively on the subject. Among his titles are How to Develop a Superpower Memory and the best-selling The Memory Book. Welcome to this program, part of an exciting new series designed to help you become more confident, effective, and successful in all that you do. On this tape, Harry Lorraine will teach you how to develop your powers of observation, retention, and recall, as well as how to make creative associations. These techniques will help you to remember a shopping list, a speech, or an appointment schedule. On side two, you'll also learn a method for remembering numbers that will enable you to remember phone numbers, bank accounts, social security numbers, and more. Using the insert card
on the website,
you'll practice a new way of working with groups of numbers. After completing this cassette, you'll understand why Harry Lorraine says there is no such thing as a bad memory.
You see, there are only two kinds of memories. There are untrained memories and trained memories. And all memory, trained or untrained, is based on only two things. That's observation and association. That's all, just those two things. Bear in mind that observation is seeing with the mind, not with just the eyes. Just a little test. Perhaps I can prove to you that you don't observe as well as you should. Think of the traffic light, the traffic stanchion on every corner of a city street. Perhaps something, if you live in a city, you see hundreds of times a day. If you had to answer this question, you're on a quiz show and there's a lot of money at stake, can you definitely say which light is on top? Is it the red or the green? Answer it in your own mind, of course. And if you like, you can stop tape and stick your head out the window and take a look, see if you're right. Although this is not a cliffhanger, it's red. That's always on top. Green is always on bottom. If there's a yellow, that's in the center. But you know, most people are not sure which light is on top, even though they've seen that light thousands or literally millions of times during their lives, but they've never really observed it. If you answered that correctly, and even if you didn't, try to answer this one. Don't look at your wristwatch. Don't look at your wristwatch. And try to answer this question. Is the number 6 on your watch dial the Roman numeral 6, that's the V and the I, or is it the Arabic number 6, meaning the number that we use today? Think about it for a moment. Answer it in your own mind. It's an individual question, obviously. When you've decided on an answer, take a look. Look at your wristwatch. See if you're right. See if you're wrong. I'll give you a moment. Now, if you were right, that's fine. Most people usually are wrong, and most people don't realize until they take a look when I ask this question and realize that they have no number 6 on their watch dial, which is the odds are that's what happened to you. And if you were right with both questions, don't look at your watch again. You just did. Don't look at it. Can you tell yourself the exact time that was on your watch? You just looked at it. Perhaps I caught you now. And let me tell you honestly, if I didn't catch you with those questions, if I had the time, I'd go on and on until I did. They are tricky questions. I've put them together that way, but they do prove a point. We do not observe as well as we should. And I want to tell you that there is no way to remember anything unless you observe it first. And there is a little serendipity that goes along with my trained memory systems. Serendipity means finding something without making the effort. And that is a keener sense of observation, a much stronger sense of imagination, a much sharper concentration, all go along automatically with my trained memory systems. Okay, I've talked about observation for a moment. Let me talk about the more important of the two, and that's association. You've heard that word before. Everybody says that in order to remember better, you must associate. It's only one problem. Nobody's really ever told you how. It's one of those ephemeral kind of words. Well, let me make it definite for you. All association means is the connecting of two things, the binding together or the bonding of two things. All my trained memory systems are based on a few principles and rules. Let me give you the main rule pertaining to association. In order to remember any new thing, it must be associated in some ridiculous way to something you already know and or remember. Now, the phrase in that rule, in some ridiculous way, is my contribution to the rule, and frankly and honestly, I think that's what makes it work. It's what I call the slap-in-the-face principle. Right now, rather than give you the principles and theories, I don't like pie in the sky. I really want to show you that you can apply the rule. I want to show you that it does work. And the only way I can prove that is, well, if I were to call out, say, oh, 6, 7, or 8 items that I see around the room, items I just happen to think of, do you think you can remember them all in sequence, forward and backward, after hearing them only once? Frankly, when I ask this question of my personal classes, I usually get laughs and or expressions that say, are you nuts? That's impossible. There's no way I can do that. It is impossible. Well, I want to show you that not only is it not impossible, it's quite probable. It is really very easy when you know how, and I'll show you how. I'll make up the items as they come to mind. But bear this in mind, they could be anything. They could represent anything, is what I mean. The items that I will use, but I haven't thought of them yet, could be appointments or errands that you have to take care of tomorrow, things you have to do, in other words. They could be items on a shopping list. They could be points or thoughts of a speech or of a sales talk, which is very important. Okay, I'll talk a little more about the actual applications of the idea once you understand the idea. So let me start.
But before he does, it's very important that you become an active participant in Harry Lorraine's memory systems. Only then will you learn the fundamentals which are so essential to further memory development. How often has this happened to you? You set out to shop for 2 or 3 specific things. You return home with your arms full, but missing what you really needed. Harry Lorraine's training can solve that problem by teaching you to easily memorize a list. Play along with the games or exercises that Harry is about to introduce. Pay attention, but have fun.
The first item that comes to my mind is shoe. Now, there isn't much I can tell you now except to tell you to visualize a shoe in your mind. You know what a shoe is, the thing you wear at the end of your foot. Perhaps visualize one of your favorite pairs of shoes. Picture one of those shoes. In other words, picture a shoe in your mind. That's all. If it's one of your favorite pairs, that's easier because at first, and only at first, familiarity is easier to visualize. See that shoe in your mind's eye. Now, we come to the next thing, and here's where the problem begins. The next thing is pencil, the thing with which you write, a pencil. How in the world can you make shoe remind you of the pencil? Well, what you have to do is associate the two in a ridiculous way. That's where that rule comes in, and now we can apply it. Let me remind you of that rule. In order to remember any new thing, and in this instance, pencil will be the new thing, it must be associated in some ridiculous way to something you already know and or remember, and shoe will be the thing you already know or remember. We will make that assumption. How can we make a ridiculous picture in our mind's eye between shoe and pencil? Now, bear this in mind. When I say ridiculous, I mean illogical, crazy, impossible. I do not want a logical picture. I don't want you to visualize a pencil lying near a shoe. That's too logical. It won't work. An illogical, impossible picture will work, and here's an example. See yourself wearing gigantic pencils instead of shoes. One on each foot. You might see yourself, and I'm giving you a few examples, all you need is one, bear that in mind. You might see yourself writing with a shoe instead of a pencil. In other words, you're holding a shoe in your hand and you're writing with it. You might see a gigantic pencil wearing shoes. You might see a gigantic shoe writing with a gigantic pencil. I've given you 4 or 5 examples. Let me repeat, all you need is one. Select one of those ideas I just mentioned, or one you thought of yourself, which is better, and here's the key, here's the nitty-gritty. See that picture in your mind's eye, whatever you've decided on. Take a moment to see it in your mind's eye. Do that now. I'll give you a moment. That's shoe to pencil. If you have seen the picture between shoe and pencil, stop thinking about it. You don't have to try to think about it anymore. The next item will be cigarette. All you
sample complete. Ready to continue?